Oftentimes, we can find ourselves like the lame beggar at the gate of the temple, patiently or sometimes impatiently, waiting upon the Lord, waiting to be healed physically or emotionally, waiting for answers that penetrate the deepest part of our hearts, waiting for a miracle. Waiting upon the Lord can be a sacred place, a place of polishing and refining where we can come to know the Savior in a deeply personal way. Waiting upon the Lord may also be a place where we find ourselves asking, "Oh God, where art thou?" A place where spiritual perseverance requires us to exercise faith in Christ by intentionally choosing Him again and again and again. I know this place, and I understand this type of waiting. I spent countless hours at a cancer treatment facility, united in my suffering with many who were yearning to be healed. Some lived, others did not. I learned in a profound way that deliverance from our trials is different for each of us, and therefore our focus should be less about the way in which we are delivered and more about the deliverer himself. Our emphasis should always be on Jesus Christ. Exercising faith in Christ means trusting not only in God's will, but also in His timing, for He knows exactly what we need and precisely when we need it. When we submit to the will of the Lord, we will ultimately receive substantially more than that which we had desired.
Hi, it's Ben, and this is our capstone scripture highlight from the book of Job in the Old Testament. We started our study of the book of Job earlier this week by asking the question, why do bad things happen to good people? By now, you've probably noticed in your study of Job that Job isn't really an answer to this question. The question in Job isn't about why bad things happen to us. It's not a question of why, but instead a question of who. Who will help me through this? President Thomas S. Monson once taught that as we ponder the events that can befall all of us, we can say with Job of old, "Man is born unto trouble." Job was a perfect and an upright man who feared God and eschewed evil. Pious in his conduct, prosperous in his fortune, Job was to face a test which could have destroyed anyone. Shorn of his possessions, scorned by his friends, afflicted by his suffering, shattered by the loss of his family, he was urged to curse God and die. He resisted this temptation and declared from the depths of his noble soul, "Behold, my witness is in heaven, and my record is on high. I know that my Redeemer liveth." Job kept the faith. Will we do likewise as we face those challenges which will be ours? Whenever we are inclined to feel burdened down with the blows of life, let us remember that others have passed the same way, have endured, and then have overcome. The history of the church in this, the dispensation of the fullness of times, is replete with the experiences of those who have struggled, and yet who have remained steadfast and of good cheer. The reason? They have made the gospel of Jesus Christ the center of their lives. This is what will pull us through whatever comes our way. We will still experience difficult challenges, but we will be able to face them, to meet them head on, and to emerge victorious. From the bed of pain, from the pillow wet with tears, we are lifted heavenward by that divine assurance and precious promise, "I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Such comfort is priceless. Close quote. More recently, Elder Patrick Kieran powerfully testified with these words, "I marvel at the astonishing survival of individuals and families victimized by war, imprisoned in camps, and those who become refugees who heroically and courageously keep alive the flame of hope for fellow sufferers, who impart goodness in the face of brutality, and who somehow manage to help others endure just one more day. Could you or I survive in any one of these extreme circumstances? Perhaps some of you, however, consider the accounts of survivors, and your soul cries out that you are a living survival story right now, as a victim of abuse, neglect, bullying, domestic violence, or any suffering of this kind. You are in the midst of your own desperate attempt to survive a situation that feels very much like a disastrous shipwreck or a promising mission suddenly aborted. Will you ever be rescued? Will you make it through your own survival story? The answer is yes. You can survive. You have, in fact, already been rescued. You have already been saved by the one who has suffered the very torment you are suffering and endured the very agony you are enduring. Jesus has overcome the abuses of this world to give you power to not only survive, but one day through him to overcome and even conquer, to completely rise above the pain, the misery, the anguish, and see them replaced by peace. Close quote. How do we best respond when challenges confront us or those that we love? Elder Jeffrey R. Holland has encouraged us above all to never lose faith in our Father in heaven, who loves us more than we can comprehend. He ensured us, as did President Thomas S. Monson, that God's love is there for us when we are sad or happy, discouraged or hopeful. God's love is there for us whether or not we feel we deserve it. It is simply always there. Never, ever doubt that, Elder Holland said, and never harden your heart. Faithfully pursue the time-tested devotional practices that bring the Spirit of the Lord into your life. Take the sacrament every week and hold fast to the perfecting promises of the atonement of Jesus Christ. Believe in miracles. Hope is never lost. If those miracles do not come soon or fully or seemingly at all, remember the Savior's own anguished example. If the bitter cup does not pass, drink it and be strong, trusting in happier days ahead. Close quote. How can we allow Christ to bind up our broken heart? May the words and melody of this hymn forever remind you that in your trials and seasons of suffering, Christ is the one who will help you through. He beckons to us in good times and in bad, now and forever. Come unto me. Come unto Jesus, ye heavy laden, careworn and fainting, by sin oppressed. He'll safely guide you unto that haven, where all who trust him may rest. Come unto Jesus, he'll ever heed you, though in the darkness you've gone astray. His love will find you and gently lead you from darkest night into day. Come unto Jesus, he'll surely hear you if you in meekness plead for his love. Oh, know you not that angels are near you from brightest mansions above? Come unto Jesus from every nation, from every land and isle of the sea, unto the high and lowly in station, ever he calls, come unto me. I hope you have enjoyed today's scripture highlight. Thank you for listening to all 5 highlights from our study of the Old Testament book of Job. If you know someone who might enjoy hearing these daily scripture highlights, or who might benefit from increasing their own faith and hope in Jesus Christ, please tell them about this podcast, or send them a link to one of your favorite episodes. If you haven't yet, you might consider even rating the podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or leave a quick review comment on Apple Podcasts, letting other listeners know if you enjoy these relevant scripture highlights. I hope you make this an excellent day. Have a joyful Sabbath day this weekend. Enjoy your personal scripture study. And as you prayerfully work to take up your own cross and follow him, I know that the Lord will increase the power of your hope in Christ.